From health and wellness to education,
we need to be thinking about what it takes for students to succeed.
From art and politics to social issues of the day,
we have young Black males who are thriving in their communities and who are being shown as leaders.
The journey is what matters.
I would say to all of us, we can be better than we are.
Let's join Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, president of Howard University, and his guests as they take steps on the journey.
A young woman with a passion to serve took one more step towards her dream when a debt was paid on her behalf. Chantal Rose is a member of the graduating class of 2015 and is one of the students who is a beneficiary of a gift from an alum. Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Welcome to the journey. Welcome.
Thank you.
So your parents immigrated to the U.S. from Jamaica.
Yes.
So you were born here.
Yes, I was born in the States.
Tell us a little bit about how your life growing up as a kid.
My life growing up as a kid, I feel was great. I'm the last of my parents' daughters. My mother has three daughters. My father has four. And honestly, being that both of my parents are from Jamaica, I feel like they raised me in a very strictly Caribbean household. So I call myself Jamaican. I like to associate myself to being with that nationality. So growing up was just lots of great times. I'm closest to my oldest, the sister who's right above me, because we're closer in age. So that's the sister that I grew up with. So in the house, lots of arguments, you know, lots of playing and stuff like that.
So tell me, what interested you in medicine?
Ever since I was little, I know it sounds like the cliche story, but honestly, one of my grand aunts played a video for me when I was about the age of five, and I just said in the video that I want to be a doctor. And it was funny that once I watched that video, because it's something that I've always just had a passion for as well. Just medicine, the human body, learning how, you know, the physiology of it, how it functions, how it works, has always just been something that intrigues me. So in high school, I went to the medical academy. And I actually really enjoyed that academy, and that's just when I just knew that medicine was really for me.
And your major is human performance with a concentration on sports medicine and a minor in chemistry.
That is correct.
What was your academic experience like in your major?
Originally, I started off at Howard University as a human development major. So I was seeking to find that major where, because I knew Howard was the school for me. So once I was looking at the majors and trying to make my decision, I came across human development because I more so thought it would deal with the development of the body and, you know, gear into pre-med aspect. Once I got here and went to orientation, I found out it was in the School of E. So I was like, okay, well,
and that's the School of Education.
School of Education, yeah, that right. is correct. And I was just like, okay, this is more geared towards, you know, childhood development and counseling and teaching. So I decided I'd just go ahead and do biology. Science has never been my strong suit. I enjoy it, but it's always been one of my more challenging courses. So when I found out about the sports medicine major that we had here, I got very excited, because those courses, other than the fact that I do like to be, I do like to participate in sports. I consider myself to be athletic, you know, over the years I've kind of, but I don't really participate in sports that much anymore. But just hearing how that specific major ties in, you know, everything with the human anatomy, physiology, with the sports, that's what really interested me the most.
Now, while at the medical academy at Coral Reef Senior High, you got your first stethoscope. Tell
yes.
me what that was like.
That, for me, was a big deal, because even growing up, I was asthmatic. So the stethoscope is one of the instruments I would see the doctor use all the time. And for me to receive one for myself, words could even describe how excited I was. You could ask my parents. I used it all the time for every little thing. And I still have that stethoscope to this day. So for me, that was a big moment in my life. It just kind of made, you know, this dream even more real, even more attainable.
Right. Now, obviously, you have siblings who attended Howard
yes.
prior to you, and I'm sure they had an influence in you coming to Howard.
Absolutely.
Outside of your family influence, why Howard?
Other than the family influence, Howard is just when I think of the cream of the crop, you know, I just think of Howard University, especially with the African-American culture. You know, there's so many prominent graduates from this university, and it just has a strong tradition and legacy that I just wanted to be a part of. You know, when I told, and from my area, there's not a lot of people who went to Howard, much less an HBCU, a historically black college university. So, because more so people went to FAMU since it's in Florida and stuff like that. So me actually branching out, even the love and respect and support I got from, you know, friends and family, telling me that, you know, I'm glad that you're doing this. Howard is a great university and everything like that. It, I just knew it was the place for me.
No, you participated in Alternative Spring Break.
Yes, I did.
Tell me what that experience was like.
That experience was one I will never forget. I truly, truly cherish that experience with Alternative Spring Break because my sophomore year, you know, I'm dealing with school, I'm dealing with family things and relationship things, and I kind of wasn't as involved on campus as I wanted to be, but I wanted to do something that I felt I'd be giving back in a way. And I went ahead and I applied for Alternative Spring Break, and I went to Memphis, Tennessee, and I've never been to Tennessee, and it was just really breathtaking because even this, I'm a sophomore, so I'm still just my second year in college, and even when we were mentoring the children, just the fact that some of them even have thoughts of going to college really struck a chord in me because, I mean, growing up, my parents have always instilled, you know, education in me that that's something important that you need to, you know, always follow through with and make sure that you complete your degrees and, you know, follow all your dreams. But some of these kids just felt like they just couldn't do it. And that's just, I've just never heard, you know, anyone at that age just not aspire to, you know, continue on with their education. So that in itself was powerful to me that we were able to, you know, shed some light and inspire a lot of those students to potentially, you know, move on and go to college and stuff like that. Seeing that, you know, kids like them can do it, you know, made them want to also do it as well. And then also just being in the area and the neighborhood, because despite the fact that, you know, my Alternative Spring Break, we were the first, the first group of people to go to Memphis, Tennessee. That was a new site. And we slept on the floor of the basic, like the gym in a church, and I had no problem with it. But a lot of people, you know, felt that, you know, they felt some type of way about it. But just the fact that, you know, I knew I was doing it for a bigger purpose, to serve other people, to be able to go into this community. I just think that Alternative Spring Break is just a great, great opportunity, and I want to trade that experience for the world.
You're listening to The Journey. My guest today is Chantal Rose. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Now, obviously, you developed a passion early for medicine, but you've done a wide variety of things while here at Howard University. Of those, tell me which ones you think have influenced you the most and why.
So the ones that have influenced me the most, by far, I'd have to say, is one, becoming a resident assistant. And the second one was being the vice president of the Caribbean Student Association. With the Caribbean Student Association, my culture and my background, my nationality, those are things that I really hold very close to me. And just being able to be a part of something where people can relate and people can understand, and just to have fun, and, you know, people who share the same culture and the same morals, values, and things like that as you, that's why I really love the Caribbean Student Association. And then me being able to be on the executive board of that organization, an organization that I really hold dear to me, it meant a lot, because now it was like my way of, you know, showing this organization, or just watching the legacy of this organization continue, you know, doing my part to make sure that, you know, the Caribbean Student Association will be on Howard's campus, you know, until forever. You know, there will never not be a Caribbean Student Association. So that's why I really enjoy being on that executive board. It also taught me a lot, you know, time management. It taught me how to, you know, work in a team, because, you know, of course I've had jobs before, but my executive board and I, we're even still close to this day. I consider those other four people to be like my brothers and sisters, people I will talk to for the rest of my life. And it also exposed me to, you know, other islands of the Caribbean that, because even though the Caribbean has, people tend to think that it's just the Caribbean and, you know, categorize it into one just place. Each country has their own diverse set of things that they do. So I was able to pick up a lot of things from, you know, Trinidad and Tobago, from the Bahamas. So people also from St. Kitts and just all over. So that was, I just love that part. Then with becoming a resident assistant, that experience has been the best for me because it allows me to give back to my university while at the same time being like a mentor and a big sister and just someone that people can look to, someone people can ask questions or just come to talk to, you know, about anything.
Tell us a little bit about what duties the resident assistant has in residents' life.
So resident assistants, they basically serve as the bridge between the students and the administration of residents' life. So, you know, we have tasks such as working desk hours of your specific location where you are, the hall that you work in.
Making sure that no one breaks visitation rules.
Absolutely, yes. So you have to make sure everyone follows the rules, whether it's visitation rules, you know, cleanliness rules when you're, because you're sharing an area, bathroom, make sure you keep your room clean. Also with we distribute mail, and we basically just serve as that liaison so that students, whatever communications come from residence life, we are able to, you know, pass that on to the students, as well as participating like Res Fest and just giving those students a homely feel, you know, fostering that environment so that, you know, they feel safe and comfortable and secure in the residence hall that they're living in.
Tell me about some of the shadowing experiences you've had as a result of being here at Howard University.
So as a result of being here at Howard University, I found out about the Summer Medical Dental Education Program. And Howard actually has a site here, but I decided to go, you know, venture out. Love my university, but no, doesn't hurt. So I went ahead and to University of Louisville in Kentucky. And that was a great experience as well. I wouldn't trade it for anything. With that experience, I was able to shadow for the first time. That's the first time I ever shadowed. And this was the summer of my sophomore year going into my junior year. And that program, it was just great. It really helped me become more confident in my abilities to chase my dream of becoming a doctor. So by shadowing for the first time and actually seeing things hands-on, you know, because my only experiences really are me being a patient to a physician. And when I shadowed that first time, I shadowed a psychiatrist, yes. And I was trying to figure out if that's, you know, what I wanted to do, because that's what interested me at first. And that's what helped me realize that psychiatry is not what I would like to do. Mm-hmm. I also was able to shadow a pediatric, someone who's in the pediatrics. And he deals with basically the human development aspect of it, with children when they're younger, and the developmental stages where they might have some sort of ailment, mental ailment. And when I shadowed him, that experience let me realize that I love this. I love medicine. I love what he's doing. But can I work with children is what I realized, that maybe pediatrics might not be for me. So through those experiences, those two shadowing experiences, it's just helping me to realize what it is in medicine that that is truly my calling. And if I didn't ever find out, how I found out about SMDP, so I wouldn't have had those experiences if I, you know, did not find out through Howard.
Thanks for being here. My guest today has been Chantal Rose. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, right here on the Howard University Radio Network.
WHUR is wherever you are. Download our new app and listen to us on your iPhone, iPad, Android, or listen to us online at TuneIn and WHUR.com.